Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sarah, we have all treats, no tricks today.
Woohoo!
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Can't believe it's going to be November. We sound like old saying that, but here we are.
I know. And I can't believe Halloween is here and over, and I can't wait to talk about your costumes. You really went above and beyond this year.
Thank you. Appreciate that. But before we get into Halloween extravaganza, as I said, we have a treat, and it's a very big announcement. We're very, very excited. Sarah and I have curated holiday drops for y'all so that you can get some of our favorite products at discounted rates ahead of the holiday season. Los Angeles is collaborating with 213 Deli. And if you're wondering what 213 Deli is, that's okay, because this is a relatively new service. The way that it works is you sign up exclusively with a code. Sarah has a code. I have a code. Los Angeles has a code. And when you sign up with that code, you will be sent texts weekly. They're not going to harass you, but they're going to let you know that there's a drop coming. We have some amazing brands that we have talked about nonstop on this podcast that graciously also partnered with us and 213 Deli. So let's get into what the first drop is that's happening this week, Thursday, November 2nd, and then we'll explain to you exactly how you can get access to this drop. So Sarah, what is the drop?
So we're calling this the Sunday. It is the supreme treat.
Yes. Oh my God, love.
We have, like Kirby said, some of our faves. And in this trio, we've got the Lawless Forget the Filler Gloss in Cherry Vanilla. Yum, yum, yum. We've got Half Magic Mouth Cloud in Magic Brownie. Also yum. And then Vacation Classic Whip, because we should all be wearing sunscreen year round.
100%.
What a great little trio this is.
Okay, so this is our thinking. We wanted to create drops that were either dynamic duos or trios that basically were just our favorite brands working together. We know this industry can be very competitive and filled with drama and negativity, but we were like, no. Sarah and I consider ourselves a dynamic duo. So we thought, let's get some dynamic duos together and dynamic trios. And actually, most of these are dynamic trios. So I guess we need a third to join this podcast.
Our listener.
JC Shazay. You're like, our listeners.
You went there. I was like, our listener is our third. You're like, JC Shazay.
You know what? Yes. Okay, sorry. My brain is just JC all the time. Glams, y'all are our third.
You're Thank our third. You.
That's what makes the trifecta, the dynamic trio.
Yes, it does. Because without them, this would just be a text and phone conversation.
We would not be doing this. Exactly. So the Sunday drops on Thursday, November 2nd. This is a $68 value that we are selling in a kit for $50. We are literally so excited. And we want to thank Lawless, Half Magic, and Vacation for partnering with us and 213 Deli on this. So here's what you're going to do. And if you're not going to catch this while listening, totally fine. We're going to have it up on our social media pages on how to do this. But you're going to go to 213deli.com and they're going to ask you for an invite code. This is kind of like an exclusive service at this point. For us, you can use any of these three codes: Los Angeles, Kirby, and that's K-I-R-B-I-E, and Sarah Tan. And Sarah is S-A-R-A-T-A-N. When you do that, you'll get access to 213 Deli. What you're going to do is input your phone number and then your credit card information. You will not be charged for anything unless you want to buy whatever drop it is. So this is not a subscription where you're paying a monthly fee. We would not do that to you. That's not what this is. It's literally you just sign up. You get these texts, kind of like a girlfriend being like, oh my God, hey, here are these three products that we're obsessed with. Do you want them?
Also, I love the fact that because you sign up already and give your credit card information, it just makes it so easy to purchase. You just send a text and then that's it.
Yes. So I actually will read you a text that they sent me this week. And what I like is they're not harassing you. Sometimes you sign up for these text services and you're like, babes.
Yeah. Unsubscribe immediately.
Yeah. Like, get me out of here. But with this, they send you a text and a little image so you can see what you're getting. This is what it says. 213 Deli and Living Proof. By Living Proof Advanced Clean Dry Shampoo plus the Travel Dry Volume and Texture Spray for $40. Plus, get a $15 gift card to shop the best shower cap on earth from Shower Cap and free shipping. So then basically, like, it tells you why this product is so great. And then you can reply with how many units you want. You can order one, two, or three. And if you want to see the full ingredient list, you're like, I need to know if this product includes this. You can ask. It says, want to see the full ingredient list? Reply ING. Love that. You can order or not. You don't even need to respond. If you don't want it, don't worry about it. But if you want to order the kit, you just go one. Or maybe you want two, so you can give one to a friend. So the Sunday drops on Thursday, November 2nd. So we would encourage you to sign up so that you can get them because there are limited quantities. This is not like we're a retailer and we have endless supplies.
Once it's gone, y'all.
Once it's gone, it's gone. Yeah. We're so excited. We love curating things. We're passionate about beauty brands and beauty in general.
Pick one up for yourself. Pick one up for a friend. I would buy three. I would just buy three because it's like, boom, two presents. Done off your shopping list for the holidays. Done. But all that said, we have more coming.
We do. So there will be a weekly drop in the month of November. So every week there's going to be something new and different. I'm very excited about what we have to offer. I do think we're kicking it off with a bang, though. Lawless Forget the Filler Gloss and Cherry Vanilla. I sung the praises of this as a wife. We had Annie Lawless on the show. Obviously obsessed. Sarah loves Lawless products as well. She recently just spoke about how the lip mask
changed my life better than another.
Sorry, Lineage. I know. They changed the formula. Let's be real.
Yeah, they did.
They changed the formula and that's unfortunate. Then somebody in the Facebook group posted, I'm wearing a Kirby lip today. What was part of it? Magic Brownie from Half Magic. Honored. Honored that that's the Kirby lip. It really is the Kirby lip.
It is. I feel like Donnie made that for you.
Donnie, you didn't know it at the time, but you really did make that product for me. Then we have Vacation Classic Whip, which is their viral sunscreen that literally looks like whipped cream. Do not eat it. It looks edible. I talked to Dakota, the founder of this company, who I think is just so smart. And Sarah agrees with me. This is just one of those fully realized brands. Like, they understand what their brand is to a T. And he said that they spoke with, I think, the manufacturers of Ready Whip to see, like, how to get that perfect whipped cream consistency out of a can like that. So they wanted it to look delectable and edible.
Also, the experience, it's just, like, so fun and enjoyable. Every product of theirs. It's just like full of joy and whimsy.
Yeah. And all of their collaborations that they've done in the past are just so on brand.
Like you said, there is a point of view for everything.
Yes. And obviously, we've talked about these brands ad nauseum on this podcast. So they are our faves. We love them. And it would be weird if we were touting brands and products that we just like have never mentioned on this podcast before. Like, that's when you know, like, you're like, okay, these people are just doing it for a paycheck. It's like, no, we love these brands. So Thursday, November 2nd. All right. We will be talking about the drops every week. So if you missed anything, go to our social pages. We'll have all the info for you there, even our website, so you can get the tea on that. But thank you, 213 Deli, for your partnership and the brands for being a part of it as well. All right. It's Halloween. This is Halloween. I am actually shocked that I only have two pimples, one that I keep picking and one that has a star face on it right now, based on the sheer amount of alcohol-based products that I have had to put on my skin to remove my Halloween makeup.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
We need to talk about both costumes that you did this year. First, I don't know which one I like more, honestly. They're both outstanding in two different ways. Or actually, I think I said this to you in DM. I said they both are insane, but in the best way.
That was the common descriptor I was receiving from people. You are insane in the best way. And honestly, that's all I want from people. I don't want people to look at me and go, oh, you look pretty. Oh, that's cute. I want people to be like, you are fucking nuts.
Because let's be honest, like being like hot for Halloween, that's pretty easy.
I mean, literally, I'm seeing these little girls on Melrose, like going to the vintage shop. And I'm like, y'all are so hot. And all you're going to do is just put on a cute little bra and you're going to look even hotter.
And then like a little bit extra like eyeliner.
Yeah. And like some body glimmer.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm all for it. Like
been there, done that.
Been there, done that. I mean, actually, my whole life, I've mostly been just like truly like you are unwell on a deep level. And that's what I prefer because I feel more comfortable that way.
No, same. When I used to dress up, my most favorite costume was dressing up as Prince. Honestly, to this day, it's why I think Anastasia is like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But yeah, no, it is. It's just like I said, like it's like easy to be the cute, hot costume.
Okay, this is my life in general. If this is not a tagline for my life, I don't know what is. If it's not a struggle, it's not worth it. So like for me, it's like I have to be in like physical pain in some way for this costume to be worth it. I have to suffer for my art, which is Halloween costumes.
Oh my gosh. Tell us what your first costume was. Tell us first how long it took to get into costume.
Okay, the first costume was Doja Cat as Schiaparelli. To give you guys a visual, if you're not familiar, it's where she was literally all red. So she had red paint and red rhinestones all over her body. And she wore this beautiful Schiaparelli silk bodice and corset with this skirt, like a midi skirt that had a bunch of red wooden beads all over it. She looked incredible.
Kirby said, what could be the most difficult costume that I could do? Oh, I know. Doja Cat.
The minute I saw her on the red carpet at this fashion show, I took to my Halloween notes app because, yes, I do have one. And I wrote it. I said, potential Halloween costume. And then I learned she used 30,000 rhinestones and it took 8 of Pat McGrath's assistants to do it. So Pat McGrath did the overall makeup design for this and they had 8 of her assistants applying this to her. And when you're watching this visually, I mean, obviously the footage is sped up, so it looks like it's quick. Like, you don't think about how long Doja had to sit in that chair and not move in order to do it. You didn't think about how the artists and Pat had to think strategically about what size rhinestone to put where so that she had like a contour to her face and like didn't just look like flat. You know what I mean? I had this on my list. I really wanted to do it. But I was like, this is going to take me forever and I'm probably not going to be able to execute it in a way I want to. So I probably just won't. And then Margot Ambuba, who's been on this podcast.
She is now the senior beauty editor at Vogue.
Yes. She reached out to me and said, it was like the funniest email. It was just like, what are you doing for Halloween? And I'm like, let's talk. Why? And she's like, we just know that you're obsessed with Halloween and do crazy costumes. We'd love to do a feature on it at VogueBeauty.com. So obviously I was like really psyched about it. And we went back and forth and I said, I think Doja is it. I think Doja is very Vogue. It would be so much fun. And she said, yeah, do it. So then I had to produce a shoot and find people to do this with me. So I got my friend Carly Herbert, who is the makeup department head of Minx, amongst other various television shows. I had Cassie Russick, who is a hair department head, makes amazing wigs, and she does this incredible bald cap technique. Like, people pay her to teach them how to do this because it lays the hair so close to the head, it looks like it's just your head. Like, you're basically bald, but you have hair. And then you can put a wig on, and your head doesn't look bulbous or weird or out of shape. When you're watching TV, I don't think a lot of people notice this. Like, maybe they notice a bad wig, but I now notice when people have just unshapely heads.
Yeah.
Too, like the hair was too bulky. And so I asked her if she would be a part of it. She said yes. The first person I contacted, though, was Max Bronner, amazing photographer, Sarah's former intern. And I said, will you take amazing images of this for me? And he was all in immediately. And so I had this trio of amazing experts that were going to help me execute this. And we, by the grace of God, found a studio space. I'm like, I can't have come this far and not have a studio space. We booked the studio. And then Carly is a saint. And this is why she's a makeup department head. I'm looking at Doja. And I'm like, okay, red paint and rhinestones. No. She also had glitter on underneath to fill in for the spaces that maybe like a rhinestone fell off.
Jeez.
So she mapped it out. She bought all the rhinestones. And then she's like, I'm bringing four additional makeup artists to come help me execute this. And I was like, I was thinking I was going to be dotting some with my left hand and Carly was going to be doing the rest of them. And she's like, babe, be for real. That's not even close to what's going to happen. So for 8 hours on Friday.
Eight.
Yes. And I have so much respect for the artist that did this to Doja. I have so much respect for Doja for sitting in a chair that long. That is insane. And I want to shout out everybody that was on that set. So like I said, Max, Cassie, and Carly, icons. Love y'all dearly. Truly friends for life for pulling through for me. And then Courtney Heiser, Stacey Hummel, Jessica Torres, and Sabrina Wilson came and helped out too. I only got 15,000 rhinestones applied to me. So it wasn't like as saturated as Doja's, but it still looked insane. I learned that they did it over, I think they did like 8 makeup artists with 30,000 rhinestones. I only had 5 and 15,000, but the images look bomb.
Oh my God, I was speechless. And the photos look like Max did such a fucking good job.
I mean, they are Vogue photos.
Yeah.
And they are incredible.
Like you might have to have this framed in your home.
I mean, I literally look like a red alien, which is hilarious. But yes, I agree.
I'm sad that you weren't able to coordinate with Benito and Mary Beth Roan of Ride because they did their Kylie and Arena Shank because she was wearing the same outfit as Kylie from the Schiaparelli show with the lion. You would have like stolen the moment had you been part of that skit, but like that would have been amazing.
I was truly scared that they were gonna do Doja after they did the Kylie one. I was so scared. I was like, no, if Benny and Mary Beth do it, then I'm gonna be such a loser doing it. But it was pretty incredible, like their costumes. And also then Benny was Starbucks check.
Oh my God.
Pod fans unite. Like truly incredible.
If you guys need another podcast to listen to.
Listen to Ride.
Listen to Ride.
We ride for Ride.
We ride so hard for Ride. Carpool Ride. Traditional family values.
Traditional family values. Then it took me an hour to remove all of that at home. And I came home to no hot water.
Okay. The no hot water, you're like, God, is there something that I did?
I said I was going to just sleep in it. I was like, I'm not doing this. Like, I'm not getting in a cold shower after this. Like, my whole body aches. And part of getting it off is having really hot water to help melt some of the adhesive. And then you're pouring this adhesive remover that's like industrial strength all over you and just like rubbing. So I went down to our gym showers that we have in our community. And I apologize profusely that I was about to basically destroy this shower.
I was like, they're gonna charge you.
No, I was like, what do I need to pay? Like, this is insane. But I am a good tenant. So I spent my hour doing it, using a large washcloth to like really get everything. The hardest thing to come off was the glitter because there was adhesive underneath that as well. So the paint came off because it's water-based, super quick. The rhinestones actually came off easily. It was this glitter that was basically like stuck to my body. And I'm still just like red glitter all over my chest. I can't get it off. Red glitter everywhere.
How did you clean up the shower?
So they had a huge squeegee. So I squeegeed the floor and got all the rhinestones into a pile. And then we discarded of them. But like everything else, just, you know.
Washed down the drain. Amazing.
So it wasn't as bad as I thought.
And then you were like, no, I'm not done yet.
No, because there was no way I was going to see the Barbie movie and not be Ken this year. Like, I know that people went to the Barbie movie and they were supposed to idolize Barbie, but I really just came out wanting to be Ken, like on a deep level. I don't know what that says about me, but I had so much Kenergy waiting to come out. Y'all, if you ever buy a chest piece, just know that shit is heavy. My chest piece was 12 pounds, okay?
Is this like a costume accessory? Like,
no, this is like for drag or like trans men. Like,
I see. Okay.
What Sarah's asking about is this silicone chest piece that I wore for Mojo Dojo Casa House Ken when he is shirtless, wearing the fur coat with the crazy hair and the Ken fanny pack. I obviously do not have Ryan Gosling chest and abs. So I was asking all my friends, especially my gay friends, like, is there like a shop where you could go buy like a male chest piece? Because a lot of my gay friends do drag and you can buy like a female breasted chest piece.
You're right.
And I was like, so surely they should have like men, but they're like, no, that's actually like one of the hardest things to find. So I found one on Amazon, prayed to God that it wasn't like some like shrunken, like 12-inch version. Like I needed like a one that was going to fit me.
Just dying.
No, it's insane. I actually look hot. I'm not kidding. So this thing, this silicone chest piece, you put it on like a shirt, Sarah. You put it on like a shirt. It goes up over my neck. So that's why I have an Adam's apple.
You blended it very well.
Yes. So it was a little big, so I had to cut it in the back, but then I adhered it with prosthetic adhesive around my neck. So my neck is bigger. Like, I don't think people truly understand how much work went into this costume. They think I just like threw this thing on. My neck is larger. I have an Adam's apple. I painted that with Sally Hansen airbrush legs to be tan enough.
Oh, wow.
See, we redeemed ourselves, Sally Hansen. We redeemed ourselves.
Multi-use.
I used Saint-Tropez bronzing cream on my face to give me a tan. Then I went to His and Hers Wigs, which is an incredible shop on Wilshire in LA. If you need a good wig that's affordable, they helped me out. I said, I'm going to be Ken, help. And they're like, we have the perfect wig, $40, human hair, like Remy hair. You can style it. You can do whatever you want with it. And so that is how Ken was born. And then I ordered the Ken fanny pack. And y'all, this Ken fanny pack is incredible. If you want a really good Ken fanny pack, look up Mojo Dojo Casa Shop. And they have the horse medallion and the fanny pack. And I'm just beyond thrilled. And I was excited because I wore that to a Halloween party, which I don't really feel like I get invited to a lot of non-beauty brand Halloween parties. Like, I would love to host a Halloween party. I just don't have, A, the budget to do what I want to do, and B, I don't have a house.
If this doesn't get you a sponsor to host next year, this and Doja, then we're doing something wrong.
No, I need to quit. I need to just quit.
You need to make like a Halloween costume reel at this point of just your costumes and your makeup. How did Patrick feel?
He was dying. He was like, I walked downstairs, like I kept walking downstairs with like this silicone men's chest thing that looks like a t-shirt essentially that you pull on. And he was just like, and Quinn, when Quinn saw me as Doja, she was freaking out. She was like, get out of my house.
Yeah.
When I was walking around as Ken with a Kirby face, she was just giving me side eye. Like,
she probably liked you. She was like, I kind of like it.
Yeah. She's like, oh, it reminds me of my dad. Like, oh. She's like, oh, it's a man. I prefer a man.
Oh, my God. Did you talk about how hard it was to do your stubble?
So I did a chin prosthetic, y'all. And let me tell you.
You could have just like been like the silicone chest and then like some makeup on your own face. But no.
So I was like, I'm going in. I need a Ryan Gosling jawline. So I bought a foam prosthetic chin and I had Carly teach me how to apply it properly. And then the problem I ran into is that the makeup that I was applying to it wasn't staying on it. So I didn't apply enough adhesive on top of it and powder it enough. So it looked very much like a prosthetic sitting on my face and I was kind of freaking out about it. So then I just drew probably way more stubble than Ryan had in the movie, but it worked. I went to a party that night for Autonomous Special Effects, which is a huge special effects shop in Burbank that does basically every big show known to mankind. I interviewed the owner, Jason Collins, for a story I did last year, and I was so embarrassed. I'm like, I effed up this chin prosthetic, and I'm going to go to where all these people that who do this for a living are going to be. Like, what is this? And I got there, and first of all, everybody was so friendly. Everybody was amazing. And then I asked them, what do I do? I messed up. And they were giving me advice. So it actually worked in my favor, so I can, like, learn.
If you're going to go to a party dressed as this, like, no better place to go.
Totally. So I told Jason that essentially his party was my dream. He had taken his shop and turned it into a whole Halloween extravaganza. There were tacos outside. There was a huge parking lot. So people were outside. There was like a photo booth. There was a palm reader. You went inside. There was a DJ. There were like bars. There was like a little mini haunted house section. You went into one room. There were snacks. Everything had a theme. Ugh. It was truly my dream. It was my dream.
I don't know how you top this, Curbs.
Listen, people didn't think I could top Baby Yoda.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Every year, I've got to find the will.
The most difficult costume.
The most difficult I can possibly find. That is the goal.
Well, congratulations. It's very entertaining to watch, especially because I have no will or energy to dress up myself anymore. Because now all of the energy goes to the children.
But we have some really cute children to dress up.
We do. We'll see how it goes because we're recording this obviously before Halloween. Zoe will be dressed up as Barbie.
Fresh.
I haven't shown her your Ken costume yet. She's going to die. By the way, I overheard Zoe telling someone that Kirby is my sister.
That just warms my heart on such a deep level.
She was like, Auntie Kirby, mommy's sister? So cute. I was like, what is she saying out there? This is hilarious.
Precious. Love that. Love that for me.
Kane will be Ken if it works out. I'm still figuring it out.
And then you get to be Midge and Matt gets to be Alan.
I know. I'm like, I have probably have like a striped shirt that he could borrow.
Oh my God. He has to be Alan. You have to be Midge. If you were pregnant, that would have been an epic birth announcement.
I know it would have been. It would have been. Maybe I have time to whip up a weird Barbie, but she will be dressing up as Barbie to school. So that'll be cute. I can't wait to see all the children's costumes.
Oh, I love that.
But next year, you inspire me. So next year, I feel like I'll have more energy to go hard.
I love this. I love this so much.
I will dress up for this sponsored party that you will inevitably be hosting.
It'll be a Los Angeles party.
Oh my God. Duh.
Duh. Y'all, okay, so I do want to give some advice in terms of makeup removal. Lots of hot towels, just like steam hot towels. If you're doing any type of body paint, this is what I've learned over the years. Hot towels that you can destroy. It's kind of like the Kris Jenner thing. You know, Kris Jenner's like singular beauty tip she ever gives is like use a hot washcloth.
I learned as a flight attendant.
Flight attendant, I learned this. And we're like, Chris, we need another tip. Please, please. But hot towels that you don't mind are destroyed. You can also bleach. That's why I prefer white ones. And just making sure that you have a very gentle facial cleanser and moisturizer for afterwards. Like, you don't want to put like any actives on your face, especially if you have any type of like adhesive or like any type of even paint on your face. I feel like you could just get easily irritated.
Yeah, because your skin is just like so raw.
Yeah. And I got two little pimples, but honestly, I expected way more. So I'm shocked that I'm just not breaking out everywhere. But then I thought about it, Sarah. Some of the stuff like Prozade is an adhesive and the removal is, I think, alcohol based. And then I use the stuff called like isopropyl Myristate or something like that. Also, I think has some type of like alcohol or some type of extreme chemical in it. It's almost like a chemical peel for your face.
Oh.
Because when I took Doja off, I got out of the shower and I looked in the mirror in the spa where I was not in my own home. And I'm like, why is my face so soft? It felt like baby skin. I mean, and I was like, obviously like exfoliating.
Oh, that's interesting.
I wasn't like rubbing my face. You know what I mean? Like, I was just trying to like get as much of it off as I could with my fingernails and then letting it come off. So I'm like, oh my God, this is like a little mini chemical peel every single time I do this.
I gave Kirby for Christmas last year, Christmas or your birthday, maybe it was a double, a gift certificate to get a Korean body scrub at Pellicure in Beverly Hills. And she has not redeemed it yet. But I think that this is the perfect opportunity because they scrub you until you're like dolphin-like. So
do they do massage there?
They do. They do the whole thing and your head too. So it'll be great because of all of the like stuff that maybe is still stuck to your hair.
I need to book a massage because that chest piece was so heavy by the end of the night. I felt like I was lifting weights. It was crazy. So I can't wait to redeem this. Scrub my bod. Scrub my bod. In other news.
Yes, we really quickly just want to talk about the Sephora annual savings event, which apparently it was so busy that it crashed.
The Sephora website?
Yes, I think this was yesterday. It crashed the website, which is so nuts.
I mean, people really want to save at Sephora. I'll tell you that much.
Who doesn't love a sale? So the sale started on the 27th. It runs through the 6th. Starting today, VIB members can receive 15% off and insiders can receive 10% off. So Kirby and I wanted to just like share some things that we would pick up. I'll start. K18, we've talked about it. The hair mask, you can pick it up on sale. So get that. We are Dyson girlies through and through, but you can also get the Shark Flex style should you want to dabble.
Oh.
I have to be fair. We're journalists.
Totally. Totally. I think that if you're shopping the Sephora sale right now, like do your holiday shopping. I think like this is the time. Because depending on if you're VIB or Rouge, you can get 20 or 15% off some of these. I love the perfume sampler set. This perfume sampler set, I think, is kind of genius because you get a bunch of different sample sizes of perfumes like Gucci Flora and Maison Margiela Replica by the Fireplace. Literally one of my absolute favorites. Fleur Missing Person. Tom Ford Ombre Leather. So a bunch of iconic scents that you can really figure out what you prefer. You can even like kind of learn notes and like what you gravitate towards and what you like. And then with that set, you get a gift certificate to either a Sephora store or .com. And you can redeem it for a full size of one of those fragrances in the kit.
Wow, that's a really good gift or thing to buy yourself.
No, literally. I'm like either of them. So good.
Okay, speaking of, you said to buy the limited edition or the value sets, 100% agree. So we know that like Sol de Janeiro is having its year, its moment. I mean, it's always been, you know, very popular, but like, especially with the youth, they have the Bum Bum Cream in like a huge 500 milliliter jar. So it's the biggie Brazilian Bum Bum Cream. It's $85, but like, I feel like this is such a good gift, or again, to purchase for yourself.
You know what I'm buying for myself is, I just mentioned ColorWow, this Dream Coat Anti-Frizz Treatment Duo Hair Set comes with both a full and a travel size of their Dream Coat, which I truly, my hair cannot live without. Like I physically take myself to Sephora at the Grove and buy the big size when I run out and travel sizes all the time. Obsessed. Love this.
The Replenishing Moisture Collection set from La Mer.
I mean, we stan La Mer on this podcast.
Need we say more? I also wanted to say one more bougie thing. The Rouge Dior clutch with the little lipstick collection case. It comes with 4 different lipsticks and this like cute little gold clutch that you can obviously wear as a purse. Who doesn't love that?
So cute. Obsessed.
But use your codes.
And also, if you're shopping for the teens, the children, if you will, Summer Fridays has their mini lip butter balm set.
Is that sold out yet?
No, but it definitely should be.
It's going to.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's going to lose their minds.
The Drunk Elephant Trunk 7.0. It's $465.
Oh my God.
It includes 10 full-size skincare essentials plus 7 samples. And then it's in like a cute little green backpack.
Oh, I see it now.
Oh my God. I just am imagining the 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds that are opening this on Christmas morning screaming.
Somebody's child is going to lose their mind. Listen, I would say get the face mask parade trio, but it includes baby facial. And like, we do not want them using that. Absolutely not. But in terms of value sets, there are so many great options. Like the Lucky Chest of Beauty Secrets from Charlotte Tilbury. It's basically an advent calendar. There's some full size and mini sizes of some of her best products. I love stuff like that. I'm looking at this Gucci Flora Gorgeous perfume set. Those perfume bottles are so stunning. It's kind of like we say, like, if you can't afford a Gucci bag, get them a Gucci perfume set. This is so beautiful. And they're 5 milliliters. So not bad. I mean, and it's for $50 and you would get a discount on it. I don't know. I mean, I'm only VIB.
Oh, you can pick up the Groundwork palette from Danessa Myricks, like part of the sale.
Y'all, I use that Groundwork palette like it's my job. It is incredible. My only suggestion is I hope that in the future, she creates bigger sizes of some of those shades because they're so, so good. I'm going through them pretty quickly because I love them so much.
I feel like she will. And then she'll make them like individuals.
Yes. Or like make a mini palette with like half of the shades and then like make the pans a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a stunning palette, y'all. So there's so many great options. I personally would be using this to do holiday shopping so I can be done and not worry about it.
Tell us what you're shopping, guys. What have you been eyeing? What are you going to purchase this sale? I want to know. We want to know.
Thank you, everyone, for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.